Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
That's right. Clint Sterner is out on his honeymoon this week. So Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, is in the building, former Houston Texan. And let's jump in here. Clint's Football at 4 with the Texans. They have released veteran quarterback Josh McCown per league sources. McCown interviewed with the Texans and is expected to pursue his career in coaching. But Aaron Wilson later tweeted of the Chronicle, "One major priority for Josh McCown is devoting time to family to watch his sons play high school football. He will make any further decisions on coaching with that in mind. Bright future ahead for McCown in coaching when he wants to pursue that avenue." Does that mean that he potentially, because I think everyone thought the plan was, Wade, that he was going to be a part of this staff. They did start hiring guys in positions you thought he would be in, but I wonder, does this mean Josh McCown is not on the staff next year? And that would be odd because I thought he was the odds-on guy to be the head coach down the line.
Yeah, it's very surprising when you interview a guy for head coach and then he's on your roster as a player. That in itself is odd. But then that guy doesn't join the coaching staff after being released. What it seemed like to me, this report was going to be kind of a technicality. Hey, like this is what we got to do. We're going to release him, and then he's going to join the coaching staff and make it official. He's going to start his coaching career. But that's not the case. Apparently, he wants to be a coach in the future, and he wants to, you know, watch his sons pursue their high school football careers and finish up. And unless his kids are twin seniors, that means that he's going to be out of the coaching game for a couple of years, 2-3 years or whatever it may be. And so that kind of delays the process of what we thought was going to go on over there in NRG, which I guess that's a good thing. I guess that's a bad thing. I don't know. I don't know what to think. It was just something that made a lot of sense that, hey, he's groomed to be the heir apparent a few years down the road based off of the hiring of David Culley and the fact that people have spoke so highly of Josh McCown and what he's going to be going forward. But apparently that's being delayed. Because he has personal reasons of, hey, I want to watch my kids play ball, and I completely understand.
No, and he should have the ability to do whatever he wants to do. I wonder, does this throw a wrench in the plan?
Yeah.
Because, I think a lot of people for the Texans could hold comfort and say that Nick and Jack would not have made this move to hire David Culley. The thought is, all right, the next couple of years, this is a team that's going to struggle, and we want to really groom our next head coach. Many people thought Josh McCown, a Jack Easterby guy. A lot of people thought like that is the road. But now the grooming, as you were saying, would take longer if he misses a year to watch his sons or misses 2 years to watch his son. And it makes you wonder, now was the game plan the whole way that, all right, David Culley is the guy? Or is it somebody else? Could it be Pep Hamilton they're grooming? I don't know. I just thought Josh McCown, that was a part of the plan that started to make a little sense.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Let me check that. Makes sense in terms of
this
the thought
situation.
Process of how the Texans may go about doing things.
Yeah, based off of this situation and what's been presented in front of us, it made sense that they were trying to groom a guy like Josh McCown or maybe try to groom a guy like Pep Hamilton, whatever it may be, but it's looking like, you know, Josh is going to be out of the fold for a while. Who knows when he's going to get back into the game. That's very surprising. Same time, you know, the way that this coaching staff is being put together, we have no clue how they're going to approach this season. Right. We don't know what they're going to do offensively. Hell, Tim Kelly could be the heir apparent. Who the hell knows? You don't know.
Oh, God. You think they may be grooming Tim Kelly to be the
– Who knows?
My God.
I mean, who – you have
the
no
clue.
The
fact that you can say that, Wade, and it not be dismissive, none of it is.
Nothing is off the table. Absolutely nothing is off the table.
That's terrible.
Think about this. 2 years ago, Jadeveon Clowney was on the roster. DeAndre Hopkins is on the roster. J.J. Watt was on the roster. They're all gone now in 2 years. All these guys were all pros at the time. They're all gone. Who would have thought that? So, and Deshaun Watson is looking for a way out. So there's been so many decisions that were made up until this point to get us here. So nothing is off the table. But I think right now they're just taking it day by day. I look at Nick Caserio and the way he talked at the press conferences is like, hey, we're just figuring out a ways to get better today. We're going to work on the next day. And so maybe Josh McCown was in their long-term plans, and maybe that's taking a hit because of a decision that he made on his own, and they're going to have to adjust and govern themselves accordingly.
Because there's no way they would bring him in as a coach without any type of experience, right?
Well, they interviewed him when he was still the third-string quarterback on the team, so you can't say that.
You're starting to try to use reason again, Show. You're doing that thing where you try to logically work through these things in your head, and you can't do that.
Anything's possible, like Kevin Garnett with this group. My goodness. Josh McCown.
Text line got really scary. Text line said Jack will be the next coach.
Okay, I can't go with that. Now, Jack. Shout
out to 14-09.
He can't go that far, right, can he? I don't believe that. Jack didn't even make himself the GM.
Wide 80.
All right, hear me out, Wade, Sleazy in Houston. Signing J.J. Watt for the Arizona Cardinals today, I think is going to put them in the position to make them Super Bowl contenders. And this is why I believe that. When you are White Suge Knight, who is the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals, Steve Keim, go look him up. He looks like White Suge Knight. When you were him and you make the move with the team you already have,
right?
You make the move for J.J. Watt, you're signaling we're going for it. We are going for it. This is a move made on March 1st. That means I look for them to make more moves. They have parted ways to Patrick Peterson to get younger at the position. They have all of their draft picks from in the first four rounds. They have money still that they can roll with. They are going for it. This is just one move. They're going to make more moves to solidify this team to make it better, and they have the ammunition to be able to do it. This is a team, when the season starts, understand the division, but when the season starts, you're going to look at this crew and say, Arizona is going to be one of those teams that you would say are in the ballpark of Green Bay, Seattle, whoever else, the Rams, if they are contenders. Like, you're going to look at those, Tampa, obviously, the Super Bowl champs. You're going to look at that crew and say, they've put together a team that is potentially a contender. I'm not saying that they are going to go, but they're going to put themselves in that space. Because you signed J.J., that means that's what you're prepared to do.
Yeah, they are looking to acquire enough talent that they can go toe-to-toe with whoever they step up against in the NFC. Now, the problem that they have is when you look at the head coach, their head coach compared to those other teams that you mentioned, they're not on the same level as ours. So that's going to be the thing that will hold them back if something holds them back. Yeah. But I agree with you that by the time this season starts, after free agency ends and after the draft ends, and once you get into the season, you know, all things being equal, everybody staying healthy, they're going to continue to add pieces to that roster to where they can look at whoever you're talking about in the NFC, the Green Bay Packers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, LA Rams, whoever it may be, and say, we can go toe-to-toe with you. And they beat some of those teams and competed with some of those teams last year already. So it's New Orleans Saints. There's going to be, and we don't know what they're going to do at the quarterback spot, but there's a bunch of teams in the NFC that you can say, hey, we feel like we have a legitimate opportunity of competing with the big boys this year. They want to be one of those teams. And that's what you do when you have a quarterback on a rookie deal. You put as many pieces around him to allow him to be a success, but allow your franchise to compete with the best of the best. And so that's what I'm seeing the Arizona Cardinals doing here.
And I see the text line laughing my ass off. Did you see J.J. Watt play the last 5 years? Yeah, J.J. Watt's going to have Chandler Jones on the other side, Hassan Reddick, and I think they'll get him back, who had 12 and a half sacks last year. He is not going to see as many double teams as he did in the past. And I'm just saying, when you see a team that is in the position that the Cardinals are in, that is a move that signifies they are going for it. And to me, they're past Seattle. I think Seattle, the way that Seattle is constructed right now, the Cardinals are past Seattle. And if you trust Matt Stafford in a big game, you can have that. I'll take Kyler in a big game against Matt Stafford because I don't trust him. So, I mean, you look at this crew. I'm not saying they are going to be better than the Bucs or the Packers.
Right.
They are, by the time this season starts, they're going to put themselves in a position where they're going to make moves that says that. Now, like you said, Cliff Kingsbury, I don't trust him. Now, I don't trust him at all. I don't think they have a great head coach, but this is a team that's going to put themselves in position. They're going to keep doing this. They're not going to just stop at JJ.
Like, looking at this from a football perspective, you got Vance Joseph's defense, which is very similar to what the defense the Texans had during the 2011-12, that run where the defense was one of the better defenses in the league. I could see J.J. Watt moving to the inside and playing a role very similar to what Antonio Smith played when he was here with the Texans. And that's a problem for guards in NFL, because J.J. Watt is a matchup problem for 90% of the guards in NFL. 90%, that's the minimum. And so if you got Chandler Jones on one side and you have Hassan Reddick on the other side and J.J. Watt playing that three technique, he's going to have an excellent year and he's going to put up huge numbers. And people can talk about, oh, what he's done in the past 5 years. When he's played, when he's been healthy, he's been very much a consistently, I don't want to say dominant player, but he wins at the point of attack many more times than not. You can look at whatever stats you want to look up to prove that, but just watching him play football, he wins his one-on-one matchups just as much as anybody else in the league, and he would definitely be able to do that and get those one-on-one matchups because they're going to have to sit with Chandler Jones and Hassan Reddick as well. And so I expect him to have a huge year with the Cardinals.
And let's be honest, the Cardinals should have been a playoff team last year. They had injuries to Kyler that really hampered them, where he had to miss a game, and the Bears snuck in. They were rolling there until they had some injuries. So Kyler is on the rise and was playing MVP level, especially the first half of the season to the middle half of the season. Like, this is a group that has a lot of talent. And I think they are also convinced that they want to try to get Larry Fitzgerald back to the Super Bowl in a ring. I think they're going for it right now. They're going for it. They have a first, second, third round picks that they can get better with, and they got cash. This will be interesting to see what the Cardinals do. All right, coming up, I'll tell you exactly what the J.J. Watt move caused many Texans fans to have to come to grips with. I'll tell you that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
The big news of the day, J.J. Watt has decided where he's playing next year, and it is the Arizona Cardinals on a two-year deal worth $31 million. And what that signifies to me, Wade and Sleazy, is I think the Cardinals, I think that move has helped a lot of Texans fans do what many fans with bad teams have to do.
What's that?
I had a friend, his name's Don. He's from Kansas City, and he's a Royals fan.
Uh-huh.
And I remember him telling me that the Royals had not made the playoffs for 29 years, and they were terrible.
Uh-huh.
And so, and every year, it wasn't like they were almost there. It wasn't like that they were like 500 or they almost made the playoffs. No, they stunk. They were losing like 100 games a year, he would tell me. And he said, I just had to have a second team. He said, I had to have, like, you know, you root for the Royals, but then I had to have a second team. And he said his second team was the Red Sox.
So his name was, he says Don Shugley? Don Shugley.
No, I won't put his last name out there.
Don Shugley?
Okay. But his name was Don.
Oh, Don, okay.
And he said he had to have a second team. And I think Texans fans, when you look at what we're about to be watching here the next couple of years, I don't know, maybe Nick and Jack and Cal have a magic wand that will turn this puppy around. I don't see it. But you might have to start having another team to enjoy, at least enjoy Sundays, because these are going to be rough. And to me, it feels like, depending on what happens with Deshaun, the Arizona Cardinals are making a real play to be the second team.
Those conversations have been taking place in person on social media. People have been saying that, hey, you know, I'm looking for a second team to support, or a first team support. I'm looking elsewhere because what's going on here is causing me, it's forcing me to do that. To me, if you look at the Arizona Cardinals and you look who's on the roster, if you weren't one of the people that turned on DeAndre Hopkins, and you still have positive feelings towards him for what he did for the organization while he was here, and you support him as a player, and then now JJ's out there, it makes a lot of sense for you to support the Arizona Cardinals, because they're probably not. I mean, Angelo Blackson is there.
Oh God, I forgot.
JJ
he's
White
there.
Is there. You know, Vance Joseph. There's a lot of former Texans that are, as T. Mills said earlier, is Texans West. So there's a lot of reasons for you to support those guys. Just like I used to support the Broncos back in the day when they won a Super Bowl with Gary Kubiak. They had like 10 former players, former teammates of mine on that roster, coaches, all kind of people up and down in that building that won that Super Bowl. So that was fun for me to see that they actually went out there and got that done. Having a second team in this, because normally I'm not a fan of the whole second team.
Yeah, I can't get with the first team.
You got a team, and that's my team, right?
I can't get with the first team replacement. You said that. I can't. But a second team.
Nah, but having a second, I mean, I'm not really a fan of having more than one team. You got your team, and then you have teams that you kind of, like, you feel good when they do well. I'm that way about a lot of Houston franchises, because I'm not a Houston guy born and bred. You know, I like it when the Astros do good. I like it when the Rockets do good, but I'm not going to call myself a fan of them, because that'd be lying. It's not the truth of the matter. When you have what's been going on here in Houston over the past 18 months, I think you deserve an exception to say, you know what, I support my Texans, but I'm going to start looking and supporting some other teams as well, especially teams that have multiple former Texans on those rosters. And so the Cardinals are just as good as anybody else to support. I ain't mad at that.
No, 713-572-4610. You can text or call in. Are you prepared? Have the Cardinals, with this move of J.J. Watt, slid themselves into your second team? I can't get with the first team. I think the Texans should be your first team. You're a Texans fan. You're a Texans fan, but you got to find ways to get through this NFL season. And maybe you just got to – because the Cardinals are perfect. They're in the NFC. Outside of that game, you got to play them this year. But they're in the NFC. You won't have to see them after this year for another four more years. All right? As you said, all the ex-players they have. Kyler Murray's a Texas kid. All right?
Cliff Kingsbury, Texas kid, went to Texas Tech.
Yeah, yeah. Cliff's a Texas kid.
Long, long, long time ago.
I mean, you know, it makes somebody in Texas that the Saints are their second team. I could see that.
Yeah. Your first team got to be the Texans.
Yeah,
a second team, I think you deserve a pass to start, you know, seeing other people. You know, it's not a separation. It's just
having
know,
some fun.
It's almost like an open relationship or something going on.
Yeah, an agreed open relationship.
As long as you're on the same page, you understand why.
Yeah. I guess. Now, like you said, this isn't a normal situation, so. Yeah, it's your second team. The Cardinals, they've put themselves in position to do that. 713-572-4610. You can text in. Clint Sterner is out. He's on his honeymoon. Wade Smith is in. Are you surprised that JJ didn't go to the Packers? I don't think he made a bad decision, because there's a lot of things, good things about the Cardinals. But I am a bit surprised that he didn't go to the Packers, because it just made so much sense. Is where he's from, near his family. They seem like a team. If you didn't look at the teams that were in the Super Bowl, the team that you would think would get there the most next year, to me, would be the Packers. They've got the quarterback. I am really surprised that's not where he went.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't go to Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, all of the teams that were thrown out there, Cleveland, Buffalo. All these teams were very competitive last year. All these teams made a lot of sense from his perspective of going there and being a difference maker and help them get over the top. And Arizona was a team that really wasn't mentioned at all. So I was surprised by it. At the same time, you look at Green Bay, and he's from that area. He has a place out in that area. But he might not necessarily want to live in that area and work in that area. Maybe that's his place that he wants to get away to. Who knows? But I will say this. Arizona is a spot that, kind of like Ross Tucker said, he probably got the most money he could get. But at the same time, he's going to be competitive, and there's no guarantee to what organization that he went to that he was going to win a Super Bowl. Everybody's not Tom Brady or just says, all right, I'm going to go to a place and then win a Super Bowl. It happens. This is much more easier to do in NBA than to do in professional football, in NFL. Tom Brady did it, but Tom Brady's the GOAT. So the quarterback is the most significant position that you have in sports, period, in my opinion. So now he can make that call and make a difference. Jameis Winston was there the year before. I believe Tampa was like an 8-8 team the year before. But he threw 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. You can't win that way. Well, Tom Brady comes in there and steadies the ship and plays the way that he knows how to play, and they added pieces as well, like Antonio Brown and Gronkowski. Now they win a Super Bowl. J.J. Watt doesn't necessarily have that kind of ability and pull to make it happen like Tom Brady, so instead, hey, go to the place that gives me a chance to compete and then gives me a significant amount of dollars, and I think that's what he ended up doing.
The money had to be a part. Like, there had to be such, and we understand where the Packers are in terms of the cap. They're close to, I think they're under the cap, actually, or over the cap, actually. So there probably was such a significant difference in money as well. I don't believe the Packers were able to offer him anywhere near $15-plus million. But I still am surprised. I almost thought that for the Packers, J.J. would take a real pay cut. Like, he'd be willing to take a real pay cut to be there, because that to me seemed to be the perfect scenario. Now, the more and more I look at Arizona, it makes more sense, and it seems better than I thought of. They just weren't on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, Green Bay still seemed to be the most perfect thing when you take a mix of on the field and then the extra things that pull the strings.
Yeah, I felt like if J.J. went to Green Bay, he could help them get over the hump defensively. They had pieces around him to help him pass rush, so he wasn't going to be double and triple team like he was here. But you knew what they were going to get on the offensive side of the ball. You knew you had one of the best quarterbacks in the league, if not the best quarterback in the league, leading the way with Aaron Rodgers. The offensive line has played well under the new scheme that they have up there that's along that Kubiak-Shanahan tree. And then they had running backs. All they needed was to add a receiver or so to go along with Adams. But they had a lot of pieces up there that you would say to yourself, the DBs are nice up there in Green Bay. They have a lot of good pieces up there. He could be that difference maker. But, hey, we would need to hear from J.J. to see, why did you choose Arizona over a spot like Green Bay? Because it makes a lot of sense to people from the outside looking in. But only J.J. knows the reasons why. And any way you slice it, there's no guaranteed wherever he was going to go that he was going to win the Super Bowl based off of him going there. But you knew that he wanted to go somewhere where he felt like he had a chance to compete. And that lets you know here in Houston how he felt about the situation. No. Because he went somewhere else, because he knew he wasn't going to have a chance to compete here. Because if he felt like he had a chance to compete here, he would have stayed. There's no reason for him to leave if that was the case. And so that being the case, he asked out. He was released because of that, and mutually agreed. And so now he found him a new home in Arizona.
All right. And let's go to the phones here. Tony, you jump in here with your second team. What are the Cardinals slipping in to be your second team behind the Texans?
Yeah, I do believe so. Like, I have said many times and posted on social media, as soon as DeAndre got traded, I ordered his jersey. It hangs in the Hall of Fame in my closet with his Texans jersey. Okay? So, and I will do the same with JJ. And when Deshaun gets over there, because I think he's not far behind, that I will have that too. That will be my second thing. Used to be the Saints, now they the Aints. So I just, I feel they're going to be my second thing. You know what? It's just too many of them over there. And you know what? And they're not just Rudy Poole players that went over there. No, these are our star players that's rising up over there in a whole nother state. And it's just unbelievable. But, yes, I will. And I don't even have – let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, show. Tell you a little secret. I'm cheap when it comes to paying for cable and all that stuff like that. I stream a little bit, but the only time I pay for a little cable or whatever is for football season. But I have antennas in my house. I have flat screens all over my house. All of them have antennas. But I will pay for the Sunday ticket. I guarantee you.
Damn, man. Appreciate the call tonight. And it made her have to spend extra money now. And flat screens all over the place.
Yeah.
Antenna.
She got to see JJ play.
You got to see JJ and Hop.
Week in and week out. You got Hop, JJ.
Hopefully you'll be able to watch him on regular TV in week one if the NFL can make that right.
Don't be surprised if Will Fuller don't find his way out there, too.
Okay, all right.
Don't get it twisted. Hey, man, I'm just saying. Why can't it happen?
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
I just.
Shout out to Kevin Garnett. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible. All right, you want to know about, maybe as Tony said, Deshaun making his way out to Arizona. We're going to be joined by Ron Wolfley, who is a part of Doug and Wolf. He covers the Cardinals in Arizona. We'll see if there's any truth to the Cardinals maybe ditching Kyler Murray to try to get Deshaun Watson. That's next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, welcome back in. Clint Sterner and the show here. Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, is in for Clint. Ron Wolfley joins us right now. He covers the Cardinals in Arizona. You can catch him on the Doug and Wolf show, Arizona Sports 98.7 FM. Now, first off, we need some ground rules, Ron. I love your first name, but I don't need you to be boasting and being real cocky and laughing at us. All right, I need you to give us to understand the mood. I don't like that snicker right off the bat. See, to understand the mood.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this right now. I played 10 years in the NFL, and I never played on a winning team. How's that? Okay.
All right.
You're not going to get any snickering here.
All right, Ron. That's good. But no, let's hear that, man. Now, the Cardinals seem to be a surprise team. A lot of people, unless there's a report from John Clayton last week, said it came down to Buffalo and Green Bay and Tennessee. Didn't hear a lot from Arizona. Were you all surprised that J.J. Watt's landing spot was there in the desert?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, it was a big surprise to us, almost as surprising as DeAndre Hopkins when that trade came down. This is obviously a free agent signing, but yeah, it's a huge surprise to us here. There's no doubt about it. Guys, I have so many questions for you. I mean, I know this is your show, but I've got like a lot
like
of questions.
Like, what the hell is going on? Is that the first one?
Exactly. I mean, honestly, with J.J. Watt, first and foremost, tell me what the Arizona Cardinals are getting.
Oh, what Arizona's getting, a hell of a pass rusher. I don't know if you guys plan on keeping Hassan Reddick or not. I know he's he's an unrestricted free agent. But if you have him along with Chandler Jones coming back from injury and Reddick, that's a pass rush that's going to get after people down in the down out. And you got J.J. rejoining with Vance Joseph, who was his defensive he was the DB's coach here in Houston when they were here back in 2011, 12, 13, back in those days. But that defense with Wade Phillips was very much an attacking defense. And so now he gets to join back up with Vance Joseph again. You're getting J.J. Watt, a guy that wins his one-on-one matchups much more times than he loses them, and he wins them more than most guys in this league. And so that's what you're getting in J.J. Watt. My question to you is, how much do you think that DeAndre Hopkins played into the recruiting of J.J. Watt? I know you guys are kind of shocked and surprised that he's even there, but how much do you think he played into the recruitment of J.J. Watt?
Well, you know what? Honestly, right now, you guys would know a lot better than I in regard to how close those two guys were in that Houston Texans locker room. I can read, obviously, and I've been told certain things about that and the relationship there. And you could see on the Instagram, I think it was Instagram or Twitter, whatever it may have been, you had DeAndre Hopkins, and it's appeared as though he was definitely recruiting J.J. Watt when he had them both in Cardinal uniforms. That was very interesting. You know, obviously, I think it had some impact. There's no doubt about that. But J.J. Watt at this point in his career, it's really interesting. To me, I love it. I love the fact he brings so much, obviously, from a tangible and an intangible perspective to this team. And guys, this team, in my opinion, this is exactly what they need. They need to become more physical on the line of scrimmage, on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. They need leadership, guys that are going to come in here, guys that have done it before, guys that have a ton of field cred, and certainly J.J. Watt has got that field cred. And yet at the same time, I'm a little nervous because of the injury situation. Here's a guy that played 5 years in the league, his first 5 years, never missed a game. And then the last 5 years, he's what? He's had two seasons that were relatively healthy. And after that, it appeared as though he was starting to break down. You guys know it a lot better than I do, his health situation and what he's dealing with here. But that is my only concern in regard to J.J. Watt. We all know about the tangible. We know about the intangibles. But to me, it's about his health and whether or not he's healthy. If they get out of J.J. Watt what they got last year, what you guys got last year out of him, I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to be really, really happy, especially maybe lining him up inside of Chandler Jones as a five technique. That's going to be really interesting.
Ron Wolfley joins us of the Doug and Wolf Show. He covers the Cardinals in Arizona for 98.7 FM. Could you please dispose of this ridiculousness that we're hearing around here? A lot of people are trying to say now the Cardinals are going to try to make a move to get Deshaun Watson. Is Kyler Murray is okay? Yeah, okay. Kyler Murray is safe in Arizona. These moves are being made to try to help Kyler Murray, correct?
Yes, correct. Let me just say, my jaw would hit the floor if that happened. All right. I honestly know nothing about that. I haven't heard any rumors. Are you guys honestly hearing rumors about that?
Yeah, I mean, that is the word on the street that it's a possibility, just because, hey, the Cardinals have figured out a way to hoodwink the Texans out of DeAndre Hopkins, and maybe they can figure out a way to do the same thing with Deshaun Watson. Everybody knows that Deshaun Watson wants out. The Texans are going to have to eventually look for a suitable trade partner. So who knows? Anything is possible in 2021, especially when it comes to the Houston Texans, because there's been a lot of things that have gone on that nobody would have reasonably thought was possible to happen. And so him going to Arizona, I don't think it's realistic, because I don't know what Arizona can give back in return to
right.
make that deal happen from their end. But the fact that
right.
they may try to figure out a way to send Kyler Murray away to Carolina or somewhere to get picks from them, and then turn those picks along with picks of their own to bring back a Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's a long shot, but I've seen crazier things happen, especially when it comes to the Texans.
Yeah, listen, there's no doubt about that. I don't think that is going to be the case. I know the Arizona Cardinals are very, very happy with the development of Kyler Murray, the durability of Kyler Murray as well. His first year, of course, in the league, he won the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Second year, he's been voted into the Pro Bowl by his peers as well. You know, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Kyler Murray going to the Pro Bowl. So he's definitely delivered. He's produced. There's no doubt about it. They're very, very happy with Kyler Murray. There's no doubt that would be the trifecta. If in fact that happened right there, I would I would know absolutely nothing about this team anymore or what it is that they're doing.
What is the mood right now in Arizona, in Phoenix, Tempe area? What is the mood from the fan base after realizing that they were the ones that landed J.J. Watt in this free agency bonanza that was going on, and they were really not even considered to be in the running?
Yeah, they're absolutely out of their mind right now with J.J. Watt and the name of J.J. Watt immediately and all of his accomplishments. As I was talking about, all of his tangibles and intangibles that he's going to bring to the table, there's no doubt about it. There's a massive buzz going on right now. Whether or not that ever comes to fruition, I have no idea. But I can tell you before this happened, before this signing of J.J. Watt, the Arizona Cardinals, of course, had finished the season in a very, very disappointing manner. Had two games. They had to win one of those games to get into the postseason. They were going against a third-string quarterback in the San Francisco 49ers in Week 16, C.J. Beathard, a third-string quarterback. They could not beat the 49ers. And then, of course, they played against the Los Angeles Rams in Week 17, the last week of the season, and they were playing against a quarterback that had not actually completed a pass. He not actually thrown a pass in the National Football League, and they lost that game. So you can imagine the level of disappointment for this team and this fan base. It was profound. Now, yeah, there's real hope here today with the news of J.J. Watt. Again, I'm trying to temper it. I'm wildly excited as the Arizona Cardinals color analyst, wildly excited about what this guy could bring to this team, because I think coming into this season, I've been saying it all offseason, the Cardinals needed to get more physical on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Well, you go out and you get J.J. Watt, you're going to get more physical on the line of scrimmage right here. Plus, there's the leadership, the intangible of his leadership, that you're now going to insert that kind of field cred into the locker room for the Arizona Cardinals. And guys, this is just my personal opinion. I know nothing. It's not like I was walking around the locker room during the pandemic. Nobody was doing that. But I can tell you right now, to me, that's exactly what this team needs in that locker room, is a guy like J.J. Watt, who's going to hold himself accountable first, and then he's going to hold others alongside of him accountable as well. But, yeah, the buzz is legit. There's no doubt about it. My only concern is his health, as I've already stated to you guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Ron. That's Ron Wolfley of Doug and Wolf. It covers the Cardinals in Arizona, 98.7 FM. Thank you so much for joining us, Ron.
Okay, boys. Take care.
All right. I'm glad he disposed of that, and we can stop, because there's just no way. Stop it. There's no way the Cardinals are trading for Kyler. All the moves they're making are for Kyler. They love the fact that they have a quarterback that doesn't make $40 million a year next year and has high ceiling and talent that fits their coach perfectly. And by the way, to go along with everything that Ron just said, there's no way that Kyler Murray would even accept the trade. Kyler Murray would tell White Suge Knight, Steve Keim, the general manager for the Arizona Cardinals, to go to hell. I'm not going to Houston. Not the city, but I'm not going to play for the Texans. Not a chance. You're not about to have me with DeAndre Hopkins and making me feel good about J.J. Watt coming here and a team that's ready to roll and then send my ass to Houston? No. No way. He will say no, and there's no way. Check that. It wouldn't be the thing that I would think, the trio, Kyle, because he can't say there's no way. Kyle, Jack, and Nick would say, yeah, we'd accept this trade, even though Kyler Murray is telling us there's no way that I'll play for you. So I just can't see it happen.
Kyler Murray would straight up and down tell Steve, or what you call him, White Suge Knight, you would tell him straight up and down, listen, you could trade me to Houston, but I'm not going to play. So you might want to let them know in advance that, hey, we're going to make this trade, and I'm part of this trade, but I'm not going to play for that franchise. Like, I'm not going to do it. I see zero way possible that he would want to play here based off of everything that's gone on over the past, you know, couple of years. But at the same time, I see no reason why the Arizona Cardinals would want to make that trade. They are building this team around Kyler Murray. They believe in Kyler Murray. They got rid of Josh Rosen a year after they picked him in the top 10 picks of the draft because they believed in Kyler Murray. They brought in a head coach in Cliff Kingsbury that really nobody thought had any kind of qualifications to be the head coach of the NFL franchise, especially since he struggled so mightily as a college coach in the Big 12 at Texas Tech. They got a quarterback tailor-made to that whole situation. If you take, like, Deshaun Watson is not an air raid quarterback. And so it wouldn't make sense at all for them to make that type of a trade. At the same time, when you talk about the Texans, you talk about things anything that go on in this league right now, anything's possible, but it ain't happening, and he wouldn't come here even if it did happen.
The Kyler Murray, a lot of people, once again, don't want to hear it, but Kyler Murray has the power and the leverage that he could have is, you want to make this trade? Okay, well, you can make this trade and never have me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to play.
Let me call up Oakland and see if they still got a spot for
the A's.
The Oakland A's, yeah. Not there's no football team in Oakland anymore, but yeah, the Oakland A's of the Major League Baseball, yeah, I can go out there and kick it with these guys for a little bit until somebody comes to their senses and sends me somewhere else after this hypothetical trade. But it wouldn't make sense, and you have to understand that other franchises don't operate in these, you know, off-the-wall manners. People are pretty predictable in how they operate and when they move, and so we can't allow some of the things that happened around here recently to kind of drive how somebody else might operate. It doesn't make sense. And so they're building around Kyler. They're looking to try to compete with the big dogs this year. They bring in a guy like J.J. Watt that brings a lot to the table as far as production and what he can do in the locker room. And so they're going to build around that. It's something that we didn't get to Ron about, but I'm sure that there's going to be guys that are future free agents that's coming up in a couple of weeks that are going to look long and hard at Arizona when otherwise they might not have. They're going to look hard, long and hard at Arizona because they're saying to themselves, well, they're serious about winning right now. And so, you know, I'm going to want to get paid for sure. But, and then especially you bring the salary cap into it and how it's not as high as they thought it was going to be. There's going to be the top flight free agents that get picked up early, like always, that are going to get a boatload of money. But there's going to be a significant amount of mid to low, lower level free agent pickups as far as dollars and cents that are going to be quality football players. And so if you're a quality football player and you have to choose where you're going to go and you have, you know, a year or two, you're going to do a 1 year approval deal because the cap will pick up more in the following season. Here, I'll go Arizona and join that defense, or I'm going to go play receiver with Kyler Murray and that offense with D-Hop because I'm going to get open looks and I have opportunity to do numbers and then hit him over the head next year. I wouldn't be surprised if Will Fuller is one of those type of guys that says, hey, I'll go take a one-year deal out here in Arizona, play with Kyler Murray in that offense with Hop. My people are out there. I can hit him over the head, have a great year, and then make a big deal going forward. That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
And if I'm Arizona, I wouldn't make the move. Like, I wouldn't make it. Someone just texted in, if you're Arizona and wouldn't take Deshaun for Kyler, then you should be fired. I don't think so. I think Deshaun is a better player than Kyler right now.
For sure.
But I think Kyler is an ascending player. And then Kyler also doesn't cost the same amount that Deshaun does. And you wouldn't have to give up. If you give up Kyler for Deshaun, it's not just Kyler and Deshaun being traded. You're going to have to trade probably at least your first round pick as well. So you got to give up. Now the money is different because Deshaun makes more money than Kyler does. And you look at it and you're like, okay, our cap is different. Like, no, I think you play it and handle it right if you're Arizona and run with your young quarterback. As you said, it's tailor-made for the system you are. I think Deshaun could run that air raid system, but it not as well as Kyler and not as well as you've put it together there. So, to me, this is just Arizona. There's no way they can be doing it. They're making these moves to help Kyler.
And before we move on, we're going to pay some deals in a minute, but Sean Pendergast of Payne and Pendergast, our AM show, 6 to 10 a.m. every day. He's the one that came up with the Pender poll that said, who says no to this deal, Arizona or Houston? And Arizona gets Deshaun Watson. Houston gets Kyler Murray, a 2021 first-round pick, which is 16th overall, and then a 2022 first-round pick. Who says no? And they say vote. And on there it says Arizona says no to this deal, Houston says no to this deal. I replied to him, Kyler says no. And so that puts a kibosh on the whole thing. But he's got over 2,200 votes on it right now, and there's still a whole day left of voting. It's a topic of discussion that's going on, and it's interesting to say. But, you know, Ron out there in Arizona, he, like he said, he'd be completely shocked if something like that went down, and I would be as well.
I would too. All right, Clint Sterner in the show here with you. Clint's out, Wade is in. Coming up, we know the big news of the day. J.J. Watt is heading to Arizona, but also the Texans, they made moves at their quarterback position. We'll tell you the latest of all that coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.